Anthony Green is the ABC's election analyst. At the start of the night when figures came in showing the size of the swings against Labor, he couldn't believe what he was seeing. At the end of the evening, he spoke with AM's Timothy McDonald.
It's very hard to believe it when you see a 30% swing in a seat, which is what we saw in several seats. They are astonishing figures. I mean, there wouldn't have been swings of that size since the Great Depression, since the defeat of the Scullin. They are mammoth swings. And that's a very difficult thing to really get on top of on the night. Once it settled in, you know, once we got real, the figures got through the night, it was clear they were right. But early on, you're understandably cautious when you see the dial going off the end.
The Liberals even won seats that Labor has held for decades, particularly in the Heartland, in the Hunter, and some places in Western Sydney. Were you surprised by that at all?
No, the polls are indicating that. Some of the outer suburban swings, the Campbelltowns, Riverston, they were expected. I mean, the big swings were going to be there. The sheer scale of the defeat in the Hunter is dreadful for the Labor Party. And seats like Wollongong, a massive swing there as well.
But does it speak to the state of the Labor Party?
It speaks to the state of this government. Look, the Labor Party is being kicked out of the office because the public perceive that they have been an incompetent government. And that's what's behind this. In the end, it's that and the whiff of corruption which has undone this government. That's what's undone the government, is the perceptions of whether deals were being done for mates and, above all, just the delivery of public services.
And what about the Greens? They were expected to do very well in this election. Have they essentially blown their big chance?
They've got roughly the vote I would have expected. The polls have been indicating slightly higher, but we have seen that recently where the Labor Party does slightly better in the eventual election and the Greens do slightly worse. They'll be very unhappy about the results in Marrickville. They haven't won Marrickville. And I think they're on the edge of not winning Balmain either.
But one would expect with this much disillusionment against the party that's in power that a third party in politics such as the Greens could have expected to do quite well.
I don't think so. People vote for a third party when they want to send a protest. This wasn't a protest vote. This was a change of government vote. People went from Labor to the Coalition. The real issue at this election was the outer suburbs, the areas that need those services, that need the roads, need the public transport. To see a seat like Riverston, admittedly a seat with changing demographics, a 30% swing. A seat like Bathurst, a regional city with a big industrial centre in it, Lithgow, 36% swing. I mean, they are jaw-dropping swings. It is a truly astonishing result.
ABC election analyst Anthony Green speaking to Timothy McDonald as they were packing up at the ABC Election Centre in Sydney last night.